Local governments across the country are requiring people to wear masks to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. That has made some people angry. And in the U.S., some of those people are carrying guns, and that can put frontline workers in a dangerous situation. WUNC's Jason DeBruin reports for Guns in America.
You've likely seen the videos on social media. In the grocery store, with bins of apples and bananas in the background, store workers ask a patron to leave, but the customer refuses.
So anyone harassing me to wear a mask, you guys are violating federal law. Do you get that?
These altercations usually end in a lot of yelling, but sometimes more. A man shot and wounded an employee at a Waffle House in Colorado. Grocery store employees in New Orleans faced gunfire. And in Michigan, a security guard was killed, all for enforcing mask rules. In all, news organization The Trace has tracked at least 13 shootings related to coronavirus restrictions. At least two people have died.
They're putting us in a dangerous situation.
That's Wanda Coker, who works in Raleigh, North Carolina. She has worked in fast food for 3 decades and has health conditions that make her high risk. She's more worried about contracting COVID-19 than she is about an altercation with a belligerent customer.
I have my, little worries. I'm not going to say that I'm completely worry-free, because you never know, because this world is getting crazy right now.
Coker is a union member and with Fight for 15, a worker-led movement organizing for a $15 minimum wage and union rights for all workers. Mostly, she just says it's a lot harder to go into work these days, as frontline workers are being asked to enforce these rules.
We're not getting any extra pay for this. Like, we're not getting hazard pay for even coming in working, let alone getting extra money for trying to enforce laws that we didn't come up with.
Businesses around the world require masks. People everywhere are annoyed. But nowhere else are these people as likely as in America to be armed. And studies have shown that access to firearms increases the risk for firearm violence. Shannon Klug is a volunteer with the North Carolina chapter of Moms Demand Action.
The uniquely American situation where disputes or conflicts over wearing a mask are resolved with a gun just goes to show that more guns do not make us more safe.
From a cultural perspective, refusing to wear a mask and wanting to own a gun have some similarities. Emmanuel Obengiasi is an epidemiologist at North Carolina A&T University. He says there's a group in the U.S. that
makes this an issue about personal liberty rather than public health. And it's unfortunate that I've taken that angle.
It often falls to the frontline workers to enforce these public health rules. Obengiasi says they will need extra training. But even then, he says there's no way a short video course or even a few hours of training could come close to being enough.
I mean, you can't ask someone to become a social psychologist within 2 weeks, I mean, you can't expect people to be put in these complex situations where there's so many layers of complexity.
And that means in some cases, workers have been told to simply not engage. After reports of violence, retailers including Walmart, Home Depot, and Walgreens have told employees to not engage if customers refuse to wear face coverings.
They're cognizant of the fact that these things can escalate very quickly. And there have actually been a few shootings, unfortunately. So, I mean, it's a very, very complex, ongoing issue for which employees need some training, to recognize threats.
That's on top of already doing their regular job in the middle of a pandemic. For Guns and America, I'm Jason DeBruin.